It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 20th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is visage, spelled V-I-S-A-G-E. Visage is a noun that means the face, countenance, or appearance of a person or sometimes an animal. It can also mean more broadly aspect or appearance. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Karen Brulliard. But aside from the visage of Grumpy Cat, who may not have been grumpy at all, feline faces don't tell us much about how cats feel. The word face may be a pretty generic word, but it has several high-flown synonyms. Physiognomy, for instance, refers to facial features thought to reveal qualities of temperament or character. I thought I could detect in his physiognomy a mind owning better qualities than his father ever possessed, Emily Bronte writes in Wuthering Heights. Countenance is often used to refer to the face as an indication of mood or emotion, as Bram Stoker types in Dracula. Mina struggled hard to keep her brave countenance. Visage can refer to the face of a person or an animal, and it can also refer to the appearance of non-living things, as in the dirty visage of the old abandoned factory. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.